Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Lee Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuña Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Grant, what is going on with this pitching staff, man? I mean, all of a sudden, Grant Holmes and Bryce Elder look like Cy Young Award winners. Grant McCauley joining us here on Dukes and Bell. And the good news is the Braves continue to win. But part of my issue with this, and it's not an issue per se, it's just, is this an illusion, what we're seeing with Elder and Grant Holmes? How do you feel about what you've seen?
No, I mean, like, these are the kind of production that you need from them. I mean, let's be honest about that. I mean, if nobody's walking through that door, the guys you have are the guys that you have. So you want to see the best version of them. And, you know, I look at Bryce Elder in a lot of different ways. There have been some peaks and valleys to his season, but by and large, it's been better more times than it has been bad. But he went through about a 4-start sample there where it was just, you didn't think it could get much worse, and you were kind of wondering, is this going to sink his entire season? So I look at it more so that he was able to, and they rested him over a period of about 3 weeks, not throwing him too often, and he was able to answer and make his adjustments and get back to being an effective pitcher in the last 4 starts, 188 ERA, and you'll certainly take that. He's averaging 6 innings per start. You need that. Grant Holmes, kind of the similar spot. I was standing in front of Grant Holmes' locker, 2 starts ago, I think it was, and he was pulled in the 5th inning with 2 men out, and he wasn't happy about it because he wants to be out there competing. He wants to do more, but sometimes you have to earn that. And I think that little incremental things, the matchup of the game, the, you know, what the score is will dictate a lot, but I think that you've got to see these guys continue to build momentum and continue to earn those opportunities. And again, you need these guys to produce because there's nobody that's going to come in and take their spot at this point. So I think it's probably a lot of things can be true. Could the Braves have used some starting pitching help? Yes. But do they have some guys that are maybe more capable than we're giving them credit for? I think that could be true, too.
As we said, I mean, I don't want to be revisionist on this. I mean, the key is you got to be able to do this in October. And June was just such a discombobulated mess for almost everybody, you know, both at the plate or on the mound. But looking back at last night, you know, just that clutch – You know, Ronald Acuna with a hit, Baldwin with the two RBIs, obviously Dubon. And now Dubon plays second base. And I guess I read, you tweeted that Ozzie's just getting a night off.
Just a night off for Ozzie. They've been trying to do this a handful of times this year. Walt's really joked about this. Ozzie doesn't want a day off. And he's just one of those guys that he wants to play the 162. And there are a few of those on this team that just that's the mantra that they have. That's how they were raised as players. And just what they look forward to is getting out there every day and playing baseball. Sometimes injuries take away that opportunity to do it. But if he's able to get up and feel good enough to play a baseball game, he wants to be in the lineup. So I think maybe some nicks and bruises are to be expected. We saw him foul that ball off his toe the other night, so I'm not totally shocked that Walt, you know, approached Ozzie about this again. But he let him know in advance, you're going to have the day off. Get here a little bit later. He might find his way into the game a little bit, you know, into it, but not starting. Just getting the chance to get off his feet, I think, is a good thing for him.
Didier Fuentes, is this the plan for him now?
Yes. Yeah, for the 2026 season, they are committed to him as a leverage reliever. What this looks like beyond 2026, we'll find out next spring. But I asked Walt Weiss about this specifically yesterday. You know, was this always something you guys were eyeing, or has this evolved? And he said, no, I'd be lying if I said we came into the season and knew that this was going to be it. But he's done such a good job, and we've given him more chances and more responsibilities, and he's answered that time and time again. Mm. And now all of a sudden, he's just become an integral part of that bullpen. So, yeah, you've got the big relievers that you talk about that we expected, Raisel Iglesias, Robert Suarez when he gets back. Dylan Lee's been a big part of that. But Didier Fuentes, he's in that inner circle now, right? I mean, he's a guy that you're given opportunities to close games, to pitch with the tying runs on base, to just keep the game close all the time. And I think that the kid has really, really shown a knack for being able to, you know, step up in those big moments, and that's a huge thing to see from a 21-year-old.
I nothing against J.R. Richie. I just think I'm just a fan of him. I think he's got a higher upside. And tell Hafner we need him to be a starting pitcher out of Northport next year. Get on that, Grant.
We'll see.
And, you know, you already talked about Elder making some adjustments. How big has Hafner been, you know, for this team?
I think he's been huge, and I really look forward to kind of getting the opportunity, you know, before this year's over to kind of sit down with him now that we have a larger sample size. And did the same thing. I did this with Tim Hires a while back, where you just start to go through each player and kind of talk about their season and what they needed and how you coach individuals. Because this is not as simple as you come in, you hand them a report, they all of a sudden know the lineup like the back of their hand, and they know what they're going to do. There's a lot of information that goes into this. There's a lot of planning that goes into this. There are catcher's meetings. There are pitcher's meetings. There's everybody kind of working in concert to try to prepare not just that day's starter, but everybody to know what they're going to be going into battle against. And I think he's done a great job of taking that information and delivering it to this pitching staff. So everything I've heard about him has been incredibly complimentary in terms of the work and the understanding and the coaching that you do along the way. Because Tim Hudson, I'll never forget this. It was 20-something years ago now, but he said when the Braves went from Leo Mazzoni to Roger McDowell, the question was asked to him, well, what are you guys going to do now? It's going to be so different. He said, no, it really won't be that different. A pitching coach's job is not to teach us how to pitch. It's to massage egos. And that I always thought was pretty funny, pretty pragmatic by Tim Hudson. He'd know a thing or two about that. And I think that that's something that Jeremy Hafner is really good at. It's dealing with those personalities and understanding how to meet them where they are a lot of the time.
Sean Murphy's return, 1-for-4 last night. What's it mean for this team, and what do you see moving forward as far as lineup and how they're going to play him with this situation?
Well, it's an extension of what we just talked about with what can you do to elevate a pitching staff right now. How about put the best game caller that you've got available to you back into that catcher's room to work with these guys and back behind the plate on a semi-regular basis? He'll do some catching while Drake Baldwin gets to DH. And that's just going to kind of be how they approach this thing as you move through. Some days DH won't belong to Sean Murphy as much as it will to Drake Baldwin, because obviously we know what kind of hitter Baldwin is. And for Murphy, I don't think that's really the plan for him. But I would expect to see him take a significant load off of Drake Baldwin, which will, I think, ultimately help Drake Baldwin to not only be able to go in and get 3, 4, 5 at-bats in a particular night, but not have to go through the rigors of catching, because that's what they wanted, right, was a timeshare that made sense, to have a catcher that can do the things Murphy does and offer you some offensive upside when he's going well. And I realize it hasn't been offensively what you want from Sean Murphy, but the effect that it has for Drake Baldwin and the effect that it has in a positive way for game calling and planning for the pitching staff are reasons why Sean Murphy makes this club better.
Hey, man, when are we going to see Tyler Mahle? Is he going to be up there in the Yankees series?
He will be starting Friday at Yankee Stadium for the opener of that three-game series. So welcome to Atlanta, and now jump on a plane and head to New York and face one of the toughest lineups in baseball. It's going to be his first assignment. But I think the Braves are excited to see what they've got here. They believe that there are some changes to make with his arsenal that could help him maybe have more success, particularly against right-handers. But, you know, nobody's under, I think, any false impression that this was a move that's just going to shake the foundation of the pitching staff. But it is one that's going to add some layers of depth that were needed and some quality and competitive innings is what they're hoping for, because that's what he was given the Giants for the last month and a half.
And as we said, team's on a roll, so it's not like they're tight. But it seems like the Brent Suter guy looks like he brings some looseness to the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's a guy that I think brings big personality and also somebody that brings a lot of durability. Because I asked Alex Anthopoulos after the trade deadline, it was what it was, but you know, what was the vision of covering the innings that have been such a problem for the starting staff and been such a strain on the bullpen? And he said Suter's really one of our big answers for this because he can throw multiple innings. And if you go and look at, I believe it's last 4 years, most innings thrown by relief pitchers, he's in the top five. So they just got somebody that he may not throw the hardest, but he's got a very deceptive delivery that makes it feel like maybe that fastball plays up a little bit higher than 88 miles an hour because he has top level extension, which is kind of something that the hitters have to deal with that makes him harder to pick up. And obviously the rubber arm thing helps a lot for this bullpen. You just were trying to make that group a little bit better, a little bit more fortified. And I think Suter does check that box.
You cool with Austin being in the eighth spot right now? Do you foresee him being moved around, or is this going to be his lot in life right now?
I think it could be bumped up. And if we start to look at, you know, the last couple of weeks, the last month, all of a sudden, Austin Riley's put together a decent little run of overall stats. There's still some swing and miss in there, but I believe he's tops in the National League in hard hit percentage since the middle of last month. That's not nothing. That's the kind of thing you needed to see, was consistent hard contact. I don't know how many times on our calls I have said that exact phrase. When I start seeing that is when I'll start believing that Austin Riley is starting to find things and figure things out at the plate. But the numbers are starting to stack up a little bit. The hits, the home runs, some runs batted in are starting to pile up. So, you know, this is a big, big deal over the final 7 to 8 weeks of the season. I joked about it on social media, Mike. I know you saw it.
Yep.
It's like making a trade without making a trade. But no, it's really getting one of your best players back to being who he is. That could have a huge impact on this lineup, particularly if the other guy, Ronald Acuna Jr., you know, the guy that's really the catalyst for this lineup, if he all of a sudden gets on a heater, we may see a different version, a different level of the Braves lineup than we've seen at any point this year.
I was going to try to do the whole conversation with the Great without bringing it up. When are they going to cut Kim?
I don't have an answer to that. You know, this is something that they said they have no plan to do that. They've brought him back. He's the 26th man right now, and unless or until something changes and Walt decides to maybe give him some at-bats at shortstop, or, you know, tag him in a game where he can hopefully help the club win in some way, they're going to stick with it, and unless or until they have a better or different option and or they change their mind. But they obviously moved a few things around, and Kim was one of the pieces that was coming in as other.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say to other friends when they buy them lunch, it's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Pieces were headed out as we headed into the month of August.
Good stuff, Grant. Just keep winning. We'll see where it goes. We'll talk to you tomorrow as this series continues. Appreciate it, man. Good stuff.
All right, guys. Thank you.
And that's Grant McCauley. Coming up, someone just got paid. Mm-hmm. Also, did he say what we think he just said? Stay there. We're going to play it for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.